We tend to think of presentation tools producing sets of individual screens with each one following the other in a linear sequence, but that needn't be the case. And a head is a tool which offers a very different alternative, in which the presentation is assembled on an enormous scrollable, zoomable canvas that they call a space. And this encourages you, I think, to think in a different way. Rather than starting with a notional beginning, middle, and then moving through to the end, you can instead start with the big picture, search for resources that are appropriate to tell that story, and then assemble them all together, and then choose how you think you ought to navigate around those resources to best tell the story. So to use Ahead, you just create an account, log in, and start by uploading the resources that you've found and assembled into your media list. The kinds of things you can include are of images, obviously. You can upload documents, PDFs, flash files, shortwave flash, audio MP3s. Certain types of movie file can be included. You start by creating a space, which is your canvas, if you will. Each space has different layers, so if you wanted to do so, you could have a background layer which remains static and have an image on that perhaps, and that doesn't move around. You can put all your content onto a middle layer, and that's the bit that will scroll, and then over the top of that, on the top layer, you could have navigation buttons if you wanted to do so. So, to actually add your content to your space, you create these little areas called scenes, and then you bring each of your content items in. You could just type text into the scene, so you put textual information there. And these scenes can form islands. You could think of them in different ways. I suppose they could be like the portraits in a gallery, so you move from one to the other in the order that you choose. Or you could think of it more like a PowerPoint, where you provide links from one island to another and you determine the sequence that you think is most appropriate to tell the story. Entirely up to you. When you've completed it, you can share your finished product just by passing the link on to the person you want to see it. Or indeed, each space has an embed code, so you can include it onto your blog or a website. I think given the freedom to present information in these very different ways, I'd be interested to see how the students deal with that instead of thinking in the more traditional PowerPoint format.